Okay, good morning. We're on our last shear for the Sif. When paid out of the test, read the Ramah. The Ramah says, the Mechaber had said different cases when it's usher to eat a vegetable because there are bugs in it. The Ramah says, V'davka Michael D.F. Shalasananoi, Ulohosim Yehem Atulayim. Or the cases that we were just described, that they're usher to eat them, is assuming you can't filter the vegetable afterwards to get the bugs out. Umiacha Shahosim Betulayim. Since you know that there are bugs in there and you can't get them out, so you're stopped. So it does. Avo mefshal asanenai. If you can sieve them or filter them, mavrim misham hatulam hanimtzorim sham. You get out the bugs that you can. V'hashar mutter, and the rest of it is mutter. Okay. So don't worry about the hashar, the ones you can't get out. The Rama says if you can filter, you can get it out. So the there's a little bit of a question. Okay. The Rama said if you can't filter it. You can't get them out, then you can't eat it. You can't eat it. So the question is, well, why not? If you can't get them out, then they're mixed together. It's a tarubas. And then the whole thing is mutter.
There's no. And you have a carline
too. There's no to by a bug.
So what's the problem? The bug is, if the bug can't get out, so the bug, if you can't get it out, then it's mixed together. It's gone. It's lost.
So the
simple answer is, there are more than one answer, but the simple answer is that the reason why it can't be bugged is because it's a barrier. Were it to have been, let's say, half of a bug, it would have been okay. But since we're assuming that there's a whole bug in this, it's a barrier. Okay, so I don't know for sure, but to my knowledge, it's the only hint in the simon that there's such a thing that a bug is also because it's a barrier. Now, lots of the simon is based on that. Lots of situations that we talk about are only an issue if you think about it because they're a barrier. But the Ramah is here is hinting at that. He's not using where I don't see in the whole simon the word barrier. Okay, I may have missed it, but I don't see it. And here it's a hint at the fact that because it's a barrier, it's an assumption that that's a problem. In fact, in simon kof, which is the simon about barriers and certain other things that can't be bottled, it's right there that teloim are barriers and can't be bottled as an example of one of the things that could be a barrier. It's in those halachas. I'm just saying that in this simon, I don't see it. In this simon, spoken out clearly, it's an assumption. We all know we work with that. It's just an assumption. I'm just saying that here the Ramah is hinting at it. I don't see it elsewhere being spoken out clearly. So we're covered that the Ramah is hinting at that over there. I just wanted to talk about. We've heard about it more recently again. The Aruch HaShulchan at the end of Simon Kof, again, it's a simon about barriers. Says he wants to be Malamed Zchus on people who are lax about Hilchos Tamayim. Okay, and what he says is the people who just look casually at the food, and if they see that there's no bugs in it, then they eat it. Okay, and he says, of course, there are people who are medactic, who are more careful. He says, but lots of people are just giving it a glance, looking, they see nothing, and then they go ahead and eat it. So he wants to be Malamed Zchus, and we're talking about here because all the things that he says, all of the points, he has 3 points why he wants to say that it's okay. His three parts of his limud zchus are all related to the fact that it's being a barrier. Okay, each one, they're all related to that fact that it's a barrier. And there's 3 points on this. First of all, there are those who hold that even though we say that a barrier can't be bottled, that means it can't be bottled b'shishim. But it could be bottled in 960. Okay, in such a shita that when we say barrier can't be bottled, we say barrier loy b'teila in shishim, but if you have a much more than that in 960, then it can't be bottled.
Okay?
So that's the reason to think that it's not true. That's the reason to think that it's not true. But there is such a shita that says that it can be bottled in 960.
What's Shadai 60?
Is it maybe 16 times 60? Or 60? I don't remember what the question is. I don't know what the question is. Why it's bottled. Okay.
So, 960.
So in Cain, let me finish the thought. So therefore, of course, the insects usually in our vegetables are less than 1/960th. Okay, and therefore they would be bottled. Yes, what do you want to say?
So usually when you deal with tub, it's bottled with shishim.
Right.
Other things, usually it's ba'alaf, usually it's less than 960th.
So that's what he said. When we say a field ba'alaf like bottle, is lafuke such a thing?
Right.
Okay, and there's such, it's
not totally in tub.
Such a sheet that says like that. Okay, next. The second part, second is, there's an Mishnah Siyakov who says that the reason why berry is not bottled is because it has a chashivas to it, has certain chashivas to it. So he says, that's only true if you have an insect that at least has some reasonable amount of size to it. So we're looking at these really, really tiny ones that are so mamish, infinitesimally small, then you can't say that has, it's so small even that it's lost in the vegetable, you don't even see it, it's like so hard to see. He says, those are not considered that can't possibly be considered to have, be so prominent that we would consider it to be a barrier. So he would say that that's only talking about larger bugs, right? Larger bugs. He says the mamash are really tiny ones that are you mamash like so impossible.
Okay,
that's what he wants to say. They're not barriers. That's a second shita. Third is again in each one of these. And we're going to talk about this in detail in a second. Each one of these are shitas that are rejected. These are not. We don't pass like any of these things. But he wants to be muhammad chos to say that to some of these things. And the last is the mechaber says at the end of Simin Kuf Dalet. He talks about foods that are disgusting to people, and he's talking about what that should be considered nursing time lafkam. He's not talking about what we're talking about. That if nursing time lafkam means that it could be bottle baroiv, it doesn't need shishim. And so he says, if insects, that's one, those are the things that are talked about there, are so disgusting to people, people find them disgusting, in Cain, they can't be barriers. Because barrier means that it's a chashur thing. How can he say that it's chashur when it's something that everybody finds to be?
It can't be barriers, so he says in those cases the barriers can be bottle.
You don't realize it. You are saying two different stuff. And we're ending the din of bittul. The bittul of a barrier wouldn't apply in this case because a barrier not being bottled is because it has such chashivas. Like in the second point, he said it could have such chashivas. How can he say it has chashivas when I find it disgusting?
So this barrier is a barrier, but this kind of barrier is bottled.
This correct. That's
and
correct.
And it's not the second thing you said. That it's,
the second was
it's not chashiv. It's not a barrier.
Because it's so tiny.
And it was not a barrier. It's a barrier, but it can be bottled.
It's a barrier that can be bottled.
Okay.
So these are his three. This is three reasons. Again, I told you, every one of them is not the din. We don't pass like anything, but he wants to say that that's the limit's closest to why people do it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the
so all these things rely on the fact that it's a terumus.
Yes, we're coming to that. Very good point. We're coming to that. So the reasons to disagree, if I could use that word, on what the Aruch HaShulchan says, I'm going to break up into two parts. First, people who argue on his specific points, okay, and then general arguments that they had on him. Okay. First, we're going to do the specifics. The specifics to what he has to say. First is, the first point that he said that it's bottle in 960. Okay, a few sifim before that in the Aruch HaShulchan, in that same simon, he brings the shita, and he says, it's not the den. Okay, we don't pass like that. He says, there is such a sheet. That's true, there is such a sheet. He says, we don't pass it. So he says, well, when he's talking about it now, he says, you know, it's true, that we don't pass like that. But he says, the Gemara says, somebody, and therefore, it's a shah satchak, we can be sent on that sheet. Okay? We're going to get back to that in a second, to that point over there. But so one argument is, the Aruch HaShulchan himself says, he says, it's not the din. We don't pass in that bottle 960. So he said, no, over here, it's a shah satchak, you can be sent on that dashach. Okay, the last two parts of what the Aruch HaShulchan said is that a barrier not being able to be bottled has something to do with it being a davar chashuv. Okay, that those are both based on that. So now he wants to argue it's not chashuv because it's tiny, or it's not chashuv because it's disgusting. He says, well, the problem is that that's not the reason why a barrier is not bottled. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan himself says it. He says that the reason why a barrier is not bottled is not because it's chashuv. It's because min ha-Torah, a barrier is not, it has prominence in that you get malchus for eating a barrier. Not because barrier is chashiv because it's whole. Not that wholeness makes it have certain chashivas, an inherent chashivas, something that's whole has chashivas. Is that it's chashiv because you get malchus for it. That's a deraisa. That's a gemara. The Rishonim say, this is not a gemara, the Rishonim say that since it has chashivas that you get malchus for it, also le'inyan bittul, it won't be bottled. So it's not that it has chashivas because it's an inherently valuable thing, like a chaticha ruy liskavit. A chaticha ruy liskavit has, it's inherently chashiv, it can't be bottled. It's too important, it can't be bottled. It's not bottled because it's too important, it's not bottled because it has a special din associated with it, and therefore, the Rishonim say, it can't be bottled. Well, the Aruch HaShulchan himself agrees. He says, you would get malchus for eating a really tiny bug or a really disgusting bug. That doesn't take away from it. If it's a barrier, it's a barrier. So what's the fact that it doesn't have chashivos make a difference? It's not important that it has inherent chashivos. What's important is, does it have malchus for eating that thing? And yes, it does. It does have malchus.
So you can't use the Aruch HaShulchan to ask the Aruch HaShulchan.
No, I'm the Aruch HaShulchan. It's just I'm using his name just because to say that he agrees. Everybody says that's the reason. No,
I've said it.
It's not that he made it up. That is the reason. It's because he
Obviously, he knows that, and he's still saying it after. He's still doing something like that to be made.
So he answers the question. He sort of answers on himself, and he responds. He says, "Well, even though you get Marcus for eating such a tiny thing, when." Chazal said that the things you get malchus for, you can't be bottled, they wouldn't have said it for this one. when they made that rule that if you get malchus, it can't be batel, they wouldn't have said, oh, you get, in this case, they would have only said it in some of the cases, not other one of the cases. Okay. But that's not really being so straight as to what it said. Really, the Rishonim say, if you get malchus, therefore it can't be batel. So he says, well, in this case, I don't think they would have agreed to that thing.
Okay, this is his own story, right? The other thing is a
sheep. Yeah, no, this is his own. Well, I mean, it's from a Mishnah Sakhar, one part of it. Brings people who say like this. He's not making it up. But there's an inherent weakness to this argument, which is you're saying that it's because it's lack of chashivas.
I don't know. It's a funny thing to say. Like he knows what you said because he brought it down. So obviously he knew what he was saying.
He's not saying he didn't know what he was saying.
I'm showing a weakness to what he's saying. That even within the, even if you want to think that through, it's a weak svar to say like that. And the last is, he says this, in his last point, not the second and third, now on to the third one, he said is that since bugs are disgusting, therefore we say they can't be, therefore they're not considered as the status of berries. So to which someone said, he says, wait a second. He says, we're not talking about things like an ant or a fly that people who see that are disgusted by. He said, we're talking about the really small bugs, at least that's for our purposes, we think about ones that very fancy companies let stay in their food. They let them stay in their food. They don't care about them. So he said, people find it disgusting? No, they don't. The whole world. Okay, so that's an argument back.
Who says this? What
is it disgusting about the bug or the fact that it has bugs in it?
The bug is disgusting.
So if someone sees the bug...
If I would see it, I would find it disgusting. If I don't see it, this was just...
No.
The fact that it's a thing that's nice time of gam shows that people find it disgusting. Therefore, Chazal wouldn't have made it considered a barrier. Barrier is like a higher status. You don't give this higher status to things that are so disgusting. You only give it to good things, not to disgusting things.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there's an argument that you say, it's because I didn't see it. I'm bringing up these points, and my last thing to say about these details is, the people who want to be someone kind of say, well, Baruch HaShulchan, like you said, he knew what you're saying, and he thought of it anyhow. He agreed with it anyhow. So, I'm sorry. On these arguments, again, all of them have a built-in problem that Baruch HaShulchan says that we should be Samuchan. So if you want to be Samuchan, Baruch HaShulchan says, well, so you're arguing with me on the details. The argument on the details is Baruch HaShulchan. I mean, he even says these things. He says it himself. And he didn't like what you said, so... Okay.
I don't see it. Is our Gemara that a bug is not... Is a female employee battle because it's very...
No. It's a Gemara that you get Malchus for it. And it's a... I'm pretty sure we had it, and we took that in Halacha Gimel. I think it's Rishonim who say, and therefore, it's not going to be batel also. I don't believe it's a Gimel.
It's a berry of the batel. That's not
that a berry is, but that we should say that a bug, the Gemara says that a berry, I don't believe it's a Gemara. Maybe I'm making a mistake.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't remember. I'll put back my notes from Halacha Gimel. Okay, now so these were the people's discussions about the specific point Baruch HaShulchan said, as I said to you, there has a weakness to it because, well, Baruch HaShulchan said it. He's trying to be Muhammad's Chos. He's trying to be Samuch HaNatash Yachid. But he has to be kashas that it's not Lahalacha. He has to be kashas. This is not supposed to be Lahalacha. It's supposed to be, so to speak, not Lahalacha. But now we turn to three points of people that relate to the general idea of what he's saying, not to the specifics of what he's saying, but to the general point. Okay. First is, Baruch HaShulchan is saying, lots of places can do it. The Aruch HaShulchan does it very often. He's Muhammad's Chos on people. What does that mean? We look at a group of people. We say these are people who are basically do the right thing. And now they're doing something that seems to be not the right thing. So we say, rather than say they're doing the wrong thing, we say let's be Muhammad's Chos and find a way to justify what they're doing. Okay. So that means we can't ask too many questions on what he's saying. Because we're trying to prove something that's, if I could use the word, trying to justify something that's wrong. Okay, well, according to the books, it should be wrong. We're trying to justify what's wrong. However, at the same time, it tells you that really this is not the right thing. In other words, a lima's list is to say, if everybody's doing it, we're trying to give some kind of justification for it, but not really what he's supposed to do. He brings himself that the people who do the right thing don't follow this practice. You know what I mean? We could only imagine that the Aruch HaShulchan in his own house didn't do like that. Right?
Well, so, he says by Hilchos Tumoyim about vegetable, he's very machmir.
Of course, he's very machmir. Of course, he brings in Hilchos Tumoyim. In Hilchos Tumoyim, he brings long lists of vegetables that you can and can't
eat. He didn't even eat himself cabbage and all this.
He has long lists of vegetables that you can and can't. That's correct. So that is to say, even if we're being, if the person being Ramat Skos, that is to say, the rabbi who's being Ramat Skos is saying the Hamoyin Am are doing this for this reason, and the rabbi in his house, you imagine, doesn't do that. Okay. Now, another thing is, but that a link within this point is that limud zchus means is we take people who are overall erlich fine people, they're doing something that looks wrong. So we say, do you think people would do the wrong thing? Do you think the Rebbeinu Shlomo would let them do the wrong thing? Just let the whole tzibur just go off the deep end? Can't be. There must be some kind of a justification. That's all good and true if that's who you're talking to. What happens if you're talking to people who are overall lax about their shmiras and mitzvahs? Mm-hmm. What happens if you talk to people who are always looking for the way out? So when they do something that looks wrong, do you say to them, oh, we'll be malamed schos, we'll find a way to say that it's mutter? Or do you say, if they're doing this thing, it's because they're doing the wrong thing. They do all kinds of other things that are wrong also. So we say, everything they're going to do, we say, we'll be malamed schos on everything, just because they do three mitzvahs? And we say, fakir, we had, when we talked about Tzafak Arlo, the Gemara says, there are some, when you talk to people like that who are being lax about Shemiras and Mitzvahs, you don't tell them that Terim. You don't say to them, it's Mutter for this reason. Because you're encouraging people to take a lax attitude to their Mitzvahs. That overall, everybody is careful about something. They're not being careful. He says, oh, we'll be Malamed Tzchus. No, it's just the opposite. You'll be Malamed Tzchus with people who are, if I can use the word, deserving of it. People who have earned it. They do everything correct. So if a person, do we want to be Malamed Tzchus for somebody who's, We're not.
Can I say something?
Yes.
It could be up to the rabbi of each generation to decide what their generation is able to withstand. So even though when the Gemara talks about the Orla, they felt that generation shouldn't be able to do it. The Aruch HaShulchan was a rabbi, decided, you know what, everybody's eating vegetables. I'm not going to be able to stop them from eating vegetables. So where do I draw the line?
So I'm saying, he looked at he looked at a crowd. He says, these people are all Shermit Teremitzes. They're all fine Erlcha people. This is one thing that they have a weakness in. This one thing that they're not doing right. So for them, I'm Lamitzchus. So it's a judgment, but I'm saying, does that same judgment apply when you look around the room and they're not doing anything, or they're doing very little, and he says, I'll be Lamitzchus in the Mosul. That doesn't seem to be the right. Okay, next is, this is just a minor point. This is what Yossi said, that all the things that the Aruch HaShulchan says are based on the bug not being bothered because it's a barrier, which implies, as we said from the Ramah, that it's a teruvus first. It's got to be a teruvus. Since it's teruvus, it would be bothered. Not that it was a barrier, that it can't be bothered. Okay, we talked about last time that it can sign that it's not a teruvus. It can sign that the bug is there, and you could see it, and you could remove it, it might not be, or there are situations that it would not be considered terubis. Okay, if you pick up a piece of celery, and there's a fly sitting right there on the outside, you can just wipe it off, that's not a terubis. Okay, so this whole thing doesn't begin. Back in the last year, we talked about which situations are considered terubis and which are not, and it's a machlokes.
Does he give you a on either that type of situation?
He says the people gave a general glance at the vegetables. They didn't see anything.
They didn't see
anything.
Maybe I have to say this. You know, if on the third layer of lettuce there's a bug, and you just didn't look at it, then that might not be considered terubis. In other words, you just picking up the head doesn't really count. You know what I mean? Let's say you have celery. You only look at the first one. You don't look at the second one. It's hard to call that a teruvus. Well, the question about being a teruvus was when it's buried in a way that it's lost and you can't find it. Okay, that's the second point. And last is, the Aruch HaShulchan says,
this is not my argument.
This is what we talked about last time. About there are situations when it's a shiloh, which cases are considered teruvus or not. There are situations when what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying doesn't make sense because those situations wouldn't be a teruvus bechlal. Let's say, if on lettuce, there's a bug that's just walking across the lettuce. It's not a teruvus. You just pick it up. You would see it in front of you.
But it sounds like he's saying that, almost generally speaking, it applied. He has a whole long thing that, generally speaking, he claims that it's considered a teruvus, which is...
No, the Aruch HaShulchan talking about his situation. That he's talking about what he has, whether we should apply to every vegetable that we have.
Yeah, not everything, but the general situation of what is infestation, obviously, is going to apply to. Obviously, he holds it's considered a teruvus.
I don't know if we can stretch it to everything that we have in front of us. Meaning, could we say it on broccoli? Could you argue that the broccoli is a terumah?
What's he talking about?
Could you say it on lettuce? Well, if you take a lettuce, where the bug is right there on top of the lettuce, now maybe say if it's really small that regular people can't find it, maybe. But if it's bigger, I don't know.
So you're adding.
I'm questioning. I'm not. I don't know.
You're defining terumah simply that he's implying. Right?
First of all, that's a question. Okay. Whether we should agree. It's a question.
But the fact that it's a terumah is not b'nei evan.
Correct.
He was trying.
We said it. Just when we spoke about that shita, we mentioned that the Aruch Hashem himself says, like what Rabbi said, that that's into the terumas. If it's hopelessly lost, he says it out. That it's that. But, so I'm saying, first of all, that was a question whether you should treat that as being a terumas or not a terumas. And second is there are situations when everyone will agree it's not a terumas. Not every situation qualifies as a terumas. That but you have to know he's working with an assumption that it's a terumas. It's not automatic. It's not every case is that. In many cases, and of course some people in a few less cases, but there are cases that are not terumas. Something that just don't qualify.
I'm saying this machlok you say, and he must.
He's taking over. He does. He says that shit. Okay. Last is, the Aruch HaShulchan's, Kedaihu, whatever, Lismach Labashas Abchad, he says, if not that you're going to say what I'm saying, he says, people would have an indescribable Shas Abchad. He goes, Shas Abchad, She'i Efshel Tzair. Because the people wouldn't be able to eat bread and beans, okay? There would be nothing for them to eat. So it would be e'eshul etzayir. What would have been if we say they have to be mapped on this thing? So his situation of a shas apchad sure sounds like what we call shas apchad. When you want to say kadai who somebody listen my chalav be some on the das yachad by a shas apchad, what he's describing sure sounds like a shas apchad. So we have to think about does that shas apchad apply to us also? Are we facing the same shas?
Well, we have said that being able to eat something ever would be considered a shas.
Right. But if we open up the CRC app or our website, you'll find out that just about every vegetable, there's a reasonably easy way to check it, and be able to eat it. So is it a shas apchak that I, Dafka, have to eat from this place? I have to be able to eat everything whenever I want, wherever I want? Or that's not what he was describing. He wasn't describing people who want to be able to go to any restaurant and just eat anything they want to. He was describing people who are going to starve. So what I'm saying is, we have to say, his shas atchak, when he's saying this whole thing, it's 2 pages long, as to why it should be mutter, is based on a situation that he was facing. The people had nothing to eat. We don't have that. Baruch Hashem, we all have plenty to eat, without having to worry about having such, being someone on a shas atchak. So what I'm saying is, it's a question of the, on applying what he said to us, he might be 100% right in a shas apchad, as he says plenty of times. The question is whether we have that same shas apchad.
Right.
Yes.
So I think the people
use sarfashul chatil, they go to... Yes, the people who are stretching very far to lechatil do all types of things. Now, they might say, I have a different shas apchad. They might argue the shas apchad of, if people are told they can't do this and this, maybe they'll stop being Shabbos.
Right.
So maybe they have their own ideas of what a Shas Apchak is, why they think it's a Shas Apchak. But to us looking at it, there isn't anybody that we know of who's starving on the level that Baruch HaShulchan was describing. Who would have nothing to eat if
they didn't have anything to eat.
We're not holding by that. You know what I mean? My kids can live on crunchers. You know what I mean? Nothing's going to happen if they don't have any...
It's true.
Okay, let's go on to the next thing. Okay, the next thing is, the Ramah said, that if you can filter out the bugs out of your food, then that's fine. Otherwise, you can't eat it. The Prima Gordon talks about a shot like this. He says, what happens if you have, in his case, is mushrooms that are infested? And he says, the people wanted to put mushrooms into their food, but not that they were going to eat the mushrooms. They wanted the mushrooms to give flavor into the food. So what they were going to do is they were going to wrap the mushrooms up in a linen cloth, and that way the flavor from the mushroom would seep out into the food, but the mushroom itself would not get into the food. So the question was, are they allowed to do that or not? And the point is, if you wrap it in this cloth, then the bugs are going to stay inside. The cloth is going to be a barrier between the bugs and the food, and the bugs are going to stay inside. But of course, the tom of the bugs, I guess, would get out, but the bugs are going to stay inside. So he talks about it, and he says this, potentially, you could say this is an example of ain't kavanas levatol. You're not trying to get the bugs or their time into your food. You're trying to get mushroom flavor into your food. You're not trying to get bugs into your food or bug flavor into your food. But he says he's not convinced that it's mutter. He says this, he says Kenzai we only matter something like this when there are other stud in the huckle. He brings it in from later on of cases where there are other stud in the huckle. Maybe you can't be samachan. So he says if you see people being samachan, that you shouldn't protest. But he doesn't think you should do it.
Who's speaking?
This is the Prima Gadol on our halacha. He says you shouldn't be doing it. Okay. So the we have a modern version of what he's describing. It's called a gourmet bag. Okay. A gourmet bag is if you want to make soup and you want to put into it herbs. That's like parsley, people put into their soup. So you want the flavor to come out of those herbs.
Well, cheesecloth.
But you don't want the pieces floating all around. You don't want the pieces floating all around your soup. So what you do is they have these little bags. They look like ladies' tights or tea, like a lady's stockings or like a tea bag. You put the stuff into it and you close it tightly. Mm-hmm. It closes tight. So the liquid of the soup flows right through it and it gets all the taste out of it, but when you're finished, you pull the whole thing out and throw in the garbage. So you don't have to have pieces of parsley floating around your soup, but you could still have the taste that you want to. So the shayla is, are you allowed to use it or not? It's the same thing as Aruch HaShulchan is describing. Okay, the same idea as Aruch HaShulchan is to have this cloth. As the Prima Gadol. Yeah, I'm sorry. The Prima Gadol is talking about whether you could have this cloth. And so the question is, are you allowed to use it? So Rabbi Eckstein said, well, the Prima Gadol says, you know, I'll do it. He says, look, the Prima Gadol says, don't do it. He's talking about exactly our case, and he says, you're not allowed to do it. He says, even though seemingly it should be okay, there aren't enough sudden to make. He says, don't protest people who don't do it, which is funny, because in the case that he was talking about, he was protesting someone who said he could do it, but he was questioning someone who said he could do it, but the Prima Gadol says, but you're not supposed to do it, so why would he tell people to do it?
What do you worry, because of the time of the bug going into
it? It's not clear to me if his concern is the time of the bug or the actual bugs getting through.
The time's going to be bottled.
So the Prima Gadol says, he says it should be Enkanas Lovato. What is he Enkanas Lovato? I'm not sure if he means on the bug who slips through or the town that slips through. I'm not sure which one he meant. But he's not kidding. He doesn't really explain himself. Why isn't Enkanas Lovato enough to be Samachan? He says you need other Sog Mahako. He doesn't explain himself. So
what happens if you wash it first beforehand and then I didn't check it, but I went ahead and I washed it in soap if I used parsley. I'm just giving an example. Right? So I have more
so let me finish. Let me finish what I'm saying. I mean, you might be right. Even
you don't know it's certainly infested.
Rabinovsky said. Rabinovsky didn't agree with Rabinovsky, and he said exactly what Rabinovsky is about to say. That the Prima Gadol is talking about not a thing that's possibly infested, but something that's vada infested. Mm-hmm. Now, Rabinovsky said it for the following reason. He says if you look in Hilchos Pesach, the Prima Gadol talks about exactly the same shayla in Hilchos Pesach, and the Prima Gadol says that it's mutter. You're allowed to do it. So Rabbi says, so what's going on? How come in our case he said it's
bugs.
Same child, mushrooms with bugs in them, and you want to put them into this linen cloth, the same thing. And she says, why would he say it's mutter? And here he says it's usher. What's going on? So he says, the difference is, now the Daki Chuvah over here talks about why this steer in Prima Gadol, but Rabbi, the answer is that in our case it's talking about where you know that there are bugs in them, and the case in Hilchos Pesach is where we don't know if there's bugs in them. It's just a thing like us, people pick up a head of parsley, is there bugs in it? Who knows? It's a suffix. Now, and the reasons to think like that is that the Prima Gadol is going on the Shach, in our case. The Shach is talking about a thing that's known to be infested. Just like the Ramah is talking about a case where we know that there are bugs in there, and the Ramah talks about filtering them out. In Hilchos Pesach, one of the other cases talked about in that Prima Gadol there is a different case, which is to put anise into food. Okay, and anise is a food that's not chametz, it's not kidneys, but it's a possibility that there's wheat mixed into it, okay, as it is still today. That there's a possibility that wheat gets mixed into the...
Can somebody please pick up line 1?
That wheat kernels get mixed into the anise. Okay? So he talks about there whether you're allowed to do it or not. So Rabelski said, well look, the case of the anise is not vada, this wheat, and it's just a suffix. So that's the kind of case he's talking about was a suffix. So in a case where it's a suffix, then we have what we have, like the Prima Gadol says, we have other tzadim. We don't even know that there are bugs there in the first place. And there are other tzadim also. So in that case, you're allowed to do it. And the only case the Prima Gadol is asking in our case is the case where you know that the thing has bugs in it. Once you know that there are bugs in it, or it's mukhsik, there's so many in it, that it's so common that we assume that it's in there, then you're not allowed to use these bigs. Okay? And the Olam seems to be Simon Chomer Rabelski said, that people do that. If they don't want to check the herbs, that's a common case where people use. They don't want to check the herbs, and that's what they're made for. They're not made for bugs. They're made for cooks, for chefs who don't want to have
flavor and don't want
to have the pieces floating around. That's what they're made for. that most of the elements are not. Okay.